Welcome to the Not Old Better Show Backstory Genealogy Series, sponsored by Family History Expos. I'm host Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 248. As part of our Backstory Genealogy Series, joining us today is one of my favorite people, genealogy expert Holly Hansen. Holly T. Hansen is president and founder of Family History Expos. Holly Hansen has been instrumental in helping thousands understand the principles, strategies, and sources they can trace and trust for their roots work today in finding out everything they need to know about personal genealogy in the ever-changing genealogy tech-centric world.
I have always loved learning. My career began as a child when my grandmother taught me a love for family and their stories. As a young woman, I began collecting the family genealogy from others and interviewing and recording the elders in our family. It was always great finding something new that I'd never heard before. I get really excited about it. And the more I talked about the great fun I was having, other people wanted to have a similar experience. They wanted to learn how to use technology for research. We have learned that by doing family history research, a person can experience great joy.
That, of course, is our guest today, Holly Hansen. Holly Hansen is a well-known genealogy instructor, leader, author, and is founder of Family History Expos. And we'll be talking to her about the upcoming Family History Expo. But please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via internet phone, Holly Hansen. Holly Hansen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for agreeing to join us today. I'm excited to talk to you. I love the subject of genealogy, and you are a pro. You've been at this for a while. You've got an event coming up within the Family History Expo areas. The name of the event is clever, and I think it's just such a great name. It's the 2018 Pirates of the Pedigree. I think that's just very, well put. So tell us about where the name came from.
The Pirates of the Pedigree. Well, as you know, Family History Expos is a full-service genealogy company. We offer products and services for hobbyists as well as seasoned, determined genealogists. And part of doing good research is using a pedigree chart to track your progress. It's your roadmap to get where you're going. And we've all heard the term brick wall ancestor. There are a lot of people out there who have they're stuck and they can't move on. We believe that the reason there's a brick wall ancestor is because someone's created a pirated pedigree. Either they matched people with same names, but not necessarily the same person. We see that constantly. So it's really hard to find what you're looking for because you've got the data mixed up. So we chose Pirates of the Pedigree as a fun way to point researchers in a better direction. Also, we position ourselves as mariners who know how to navigate the dangers in a sea of information overload. So there's a difference between a roadmap and a nautical map. A roadmap just gives you a predetermined route, but nautical charts, they give very detailed information on water depth, shoreline, tide predictions, shipwrecks. So we position ourselves as mariners because we go much deeper into that. Let's help you avoid the problems that are out there.
Well, let's talk about some of those because genealogy certainly is an important area, important work that we're doing. It's certainly important work that you're doing. And yet there are some privacy issues that have cropped up of late. There are some maybe some safety kind of concerns. In my research of you, I found that you have a nice way of putting this. You say, we're going to help you keep the pirates at bay from your own history. So tell us how we can be safe and how you are teaching people to be safe, just briefly.
Well, as you do your family history research, you start with yourself. And so you've got to have information about your parents, aunts and uncles, people who might still be living. And they may or may not want to share their personal data with you because of all the privacy issues. And so we ask people to be thoughtful of others and safeguard their information. We encourage people to use, if you're using online databases, use those that actually help you with that safeguard, such as FamilySearch, Ancestry.com, MyHeritage. These companies are very careful and very proactive in suppressing information to the world that might be sensitive that way. So we encourage you to use a good online tree that helps you keep your data safe.
Well, good. Well, thank you for that. I know that the International Expo is coming up. I also know that October is Family History Month. So let's talk a little bit about the expo and give us just an overview, some of the highlights that you are excited about.
For this event, we're having our first time ever virtual exhibit hall. There will be digital fun for every registered attendee and those who aren't registered. We will have, there are downloads. You can visit the exhibitors through our exhibits page. Some are giving free downloads. Some have coupons, discount coupons. You just don't know what's in there until you look. But that's available and free to everyone, whether you're registered or not. We'll be having online contests and door prizes. But of course, you have to be registered to win those because we have to know who you are. So that'll be fun. The registered attendees will have indefinite access to all the recorded classes and handouts. So even if someone can't attend the class or several of the classes, they can still watch them later once they're recorded and put up in the archive.
Good. Well, that's good. So this will go over the course of several days, right?
It is actual 6 days, and we'll be broadcasting around the clock. There'll be a lot of different classes coming on, and so it should be something there for everybody.
Good. Well, I think it's very exciting. And as we've talked, genealogy is such an important activity, but it's so much more than just kind of an activity. It's really about family stories, the memories that we have, the history of our families. Tell us about some of the important stories in your history and the ones that just come to mind immediately as being the most exciting to you and your family.
Well, the first experience that I had that really hooked me and got me going in family history that I could never quit doing it was my grandpa's surprise. My grandma's surprise, such a fun name to
such
have
a great
grandma's
name.
Surprise.
I love that name, Holly.
It's great. I was 15 when she passed away. She was 94 years old, and she was this little small person that would whack you if you didn't do what she said. If you didn't stand upright, she'd make you put your elbows around a broom handle and walk so you'd stand straight. That was really important to her because she was small and bent, and she didn't want us to have to experience that. But after she passed, I inherited some old books that belonged to the family. And one was called the Cookbook for the Hotel World from Chicago, Illinois. Very from the 1800s, this very old cookbook. And I had packed that book with me after I got married from different places that I lived. And we had bought the home where we're living now, and my children were small. I wanted it where I could see it with some other of my special books. And as I put that book up on the shelf, a little paper fluttered out, and it was a receipt for Grandpa's surprise. It said Albert's surprise in Rifle, Colorado. So I called my aunt and asked her, when did Grandma and Grandpa live in Colorado? And she said, they never lived in Colorado. And he was a chef at the Hotel Utah in Salt Lake City. And so this receipt said Colorado, and that led me on an exciting chase. I went and looked in the census record, and I found in 1880 they were listed in Aspen, Colorado. My husband took me there so I could do research, because at that time there were no microfilm or digital records from the Colorado counties. And I found in the vault there in Aspen all these land records of my grandpa's mother buying and selling land. And the very first newspaper, the Surprise brothers were listed, my grandpa and his brother. And so that was very, very exciting. And I learned things that no one in the family knew. And I, every time I find something, I just have to tell them about it. It was fun. So that one really got me hooked, and I found so much about the family. And I chased them across the country back to Lockport, New York. where I found Grandpa's surprise birth record. And I learned from that that he was actually 5 years older than his mother-in-law. And so my great-grandfather was 5 years older than his mother-in-law. So no one ever knew his real birth. The birth date that's inscribed on his tombstone is incorrect because they just made one up. The day was right, but the year was not. So that was my first one. A lot of surprises in that family. And it's just really fun to have that name as part of my family history.
I think that's such a great name. And I think that also speaks to kind of this notion of doing some detective work, finding the truth, finding the real stories, because I think it then makes you almost a resource to the family. You really get a bug and you start to share that with others and they start to share. And I think that's really the exciting thing about family history. So with the Family History Expo coming up, let's talk a little bit about the faculty, because I think that's a real exciting part of what you're doing.
Well, we have amazing people participating in the expo. Our opening keynote by Bernard E. Gracie Jr., and I call him Bernie Gracie. He is an amazing guy. He's very educated. He started his career working with UPS, United Parcel Service, and he's the man and the brains behind that little box that they bring when you sign your name to receive a package. He was involved in the development of that resource that we use every day and we don't even think about it. He has gone on to do many things in the tech world. But he owns several patents, and he puts that same gusto into family history. He's got really involved in DNA, and he's going to talk a lot about some of the amazing experiences and finds that he's had and the opportunity he's had to travel back to Italy and places to meet family members that stayed behind when his family might immigrated to the United States. Some really cool things.
It sounds exciting.
We also are going to honor Ruth Ellen Manis. She is a longtime genealogist, well respected for her Scandinavian expertise in German. She unexpectedly passed away last year, and so we're doing a tribute to her, and we'll be broadcasting many of her classes that we had recorded earlier. So if you have German or Scandinavian ancestry, you don't want to miss it. She goes into detail of even how to read the language, how to the alphabet one letter at a time. She really gives some good help with that. Just we have Paul Adjaye that will be. He lives in Kumasi, Ghana. He's preserving the oral histories in Africa, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and Liberia. Paul always says when a memory keeper dies, it's like a large library burns, because everything's oral history there. If you don't get that recorded, it can be lost. And so he's working on a huge project. He's been saving about 1.5 million names of individuals a year, which is astounding for the project that he's doing. And he's opening up additional countries there on the continent. So that'll be helpful for a lot of people, but so much work. I don't even have any idea how many people a year die on the African continent, but it's hard to catch up when you're so far behind. But he's doing a great work.
Hey, this is Paul. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with genealogy expert Holly T. Hansen with more of Holly's excellent Family History Expo details and insider information. And I hope you're enjoying today's show. Speaking of genealogy, as I mentioned, the Not Old Better Show Backstory Series is proudly sponsored by the Family History Expos. All the Not Old Better Show audience know what a genealogy fan I am. And with Family History Expo's Pirates of the Pedigree event coming up October 15th through 20th in recognition of National Family History Month, I found Family History Expo's website to have all the genealogy resources I need, especially with all the focus on the upcoming events. You will find more information under the events link at familyhistoryexpos.com. Check out familyhistoryexpos.com for more details and mention that you heard it here on the Not Old Better Show and you want to support us. Thank you. Of course, we are with Holly Hansen, who is in charge of the Family History Expos organization. The Pirates of the Pedigree event is coming up October 15th through the 20th. The website is wonderful, familyhistoryexpos.com. Holly, there's lots of great resources there. There's books, there's digital media, there's some really wonderful fun stuff. But tell us a little bit about the show specials, some of those details, and maybe give us a sense as to these important dates that are coming up that my listeners are going to need to keep in mind.
Okay, our vendors may offer special deals, free downloads, coupons, and they can change between now and when the event actually happens. We do have an early bird special that you can save $30 on registration if you register before September 3rd. I would encourage everyone to sign up for our free newsletter. That's where we announce our special offers and post our event updates and many, many more things. We give clues and tips on how to do research. And so that would be my best advice. And it'll help you ongoing long past the event.
Yeah. Just literally go to the website at familyhistoryexpos.com and you'll find a sign-up form right there on really just about every single page. I've done it. I think it's a good idea. And there are kind of some important dates. You want to mention those too, Holly? I think those are going to be important to just remind people about when to sign up, early bird specials, trying to kind of get into this now so that they can really begin planning.
Right. I would encourage you, if you know you're going to come, to sign up now, because we have contests and things that are going on that you can participate in. Sign up before September 3rd to receive the early bird special. And then you can sign up right up until the event begins. But once it starts, then it's too late to register. And the event goes from October 15th through the 20th, 6 days of classes. And we want to help everybody connect and make this a real networking experience for people.
That's great. And I think that's important. Well, Holly T. Hansen, the president and founder of Family History Expos, October is Family History Month. It's also the month that Holly and her team will be presenting the Family History Expo. You can go online and find out a lot more information at familyhistoryexpos.com. But Holly T. Hansen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk to you. My thanks to our guest today, Holly Hansen, who operates the Family History Expos website with excellent resources, including the upcoming Pirates of the Pedigree event, October 15th through 20th, 2018, in honor of National Family History Month, observed each October since its origin in 2001 by the U.S. Congress. Please check it out at familyhistoryexpos.com, where you'll find early bird registration, specials, presenters' information, lodging, and much more. Check it out at familyhistoryexpos.com website or go to the notoldbetter.com website for a direct link. As usual, we'll post links there and to everything else. And also, as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Check out our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.